Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Dr. Sylvan Spooner, recent PhD graduate in history from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, Tuesday, March 29, 2005, the prison at Glendary, built in 1855, was set ablaze by inmates in protest of alleged harsh conditions within the facility. Whether these allegations were true remains unknown. The facts are that with fires raging at the 150-year-old facility, the lives of approximately 1,000 inmates, dozens of prison staff, and the safety of the nation was at stake. On arrival at the prison, members of the Barbados Fire Service found several blocks of the Station Hill facility on fire. Due largely to security considerations, it took 2 days before the fire was extinguished. Seeing the need for swift action, Attorney General of Barbados, Mayor Amor Motley, sought to bring the situation under control. Following discussions with top security officials, Barbados Defense Force personnel were summoned in an effort to ensure the safety of inmates, secure the prison, and to prevent any escape. Meanwhile, tensions between inmates inevitably rose. In the ongoing melee, some inmates, seeking to settle old scores, used the initial period of chaos to attack rivals, light fires, and exacerbate the already tenuous state of affairs. Although one rioter was reportedly killed and several injuries reported, such riotous acts were quelled swiftly as members of the security contingent moved quickly to secure the institution and assure public confidence. It was clear that given the rising tensions, the need for security, and damage to the prison, that alternative arrangements were required to house prisoners. As a result, hundreds of inmates under strict security and often under the cover of darkness were transported to St. Anne's Fort at the garrison, the former United States Naval Base at Harrison's Point, and to other secure locations. The task to construct a new prison commenced immediately, and that prison, Her Majesty's Prison at Dawes and St. Philip, was officially opened on October 15, 2007.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.